today it is my pleasure to introduce to our listeners the new president of the RSL sub-branch, Brian Munns. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being voted in, dragged in or whatever. But no, in all seriousness, it is lovely to be able to speak to the new president. Brian, tell us some of the little things that you have in mind for the sub-branch in your tenure.
Well, I'm very fortunate in that I've taken over from a very capable president in Bruce Miller. Bruce has certainly got the sub-branch over the last 3 years heading in the right direction. So for me, really, it's just a matter of taking hold of the tiller and continuing to steer in the same direction. I mean, we're very focused on providing support to our veterans and when necessary, their families. And we do a pretty good job at that. In fact, we have veterans come to us, to our welfare guys, because they've heard that we're reliable and that we really look after the veterans and we deal with their welfare issues efficiently and compassionately.
Lovely, lovely. And that's so, so important. And, yep, we all take our hats off to those guys that went and basically protected us, Brian, didn't they?
Yeah, yep. We did. Yeah.
That is so.
Yeah.
And they continue to do that. Brian, probably what prompted me to give you a call was I saw on Facebook some chatter about the RSL as we know it, the restaurant side of it. Tell us a little bit about that so that we can put our members listening to us here, our listeners, we can put their minds at rest in regards to that.
Yes, there has been a lot of talk lately. Unfortunately, the club being forced to close down, that's the licensed club, the Caboolture RSL club, being forced to close during that lockdown period, meant that the club then lost its income. So it lost the income, but it didn't lose the debts, the outgoings. So the outgoings overtook the incomings. The board of the club had to make a very difficult decision, and they made the decision that they would have to look at what they could do to balance out the money that they were getting and as opposed to the money that they could go out. The directors have done a pretty good job, and they work quite closely with the directors and the CEO of the Caboolture Sports Club as well, because it's the Caboolture Sports Club that owns the building.
Right.
So the RSL Club was a tenant of the Caboolture Sports Club, and it ceased to pay its rent.
Right.
So it stopped paying rent, but incoming, you know, it lost a lot of money. When they closed, they had a lot of food in the restaurant, for example. All of that had to be thrown
out.
So they lost a lot of money, and they still had debts coming in, but no income coming in. The decision was made that they would actually, the club would have to close.
Mm-hmm.
So the club, that's the Caboolture RSL Club.
As distinct from the RSL sub-branch.
From the RSL sub-branch.
Yep.
Is closing. I think it's stopping its trading on this Sunday.
Mm.
And out of the ashes, if you like, of this will rise another arm of the sports club, of the Caboolture Sports Club. I believe it's going to be called Sports Central Caboolture.
Okay.
It'll be operated by the Caboolture Sports Club, and we've been assured by the board and the CEO of the sports club that there'll be no impact on us. They have been most gracious.
Wonderful.
And most generous.
Yes.
In giving us a guarantee that the arrangement we had with the RSL club will continue with the sports club.
Wonderful.
And that's in every aspect. I mean, they provide us with offices so we can do our work, and mostly which is focused around providing support and assistance to veterans. We will continue to display memorabilia that we have. And the memorabilia is important to us.
Oh, it's so lovely as well. Yes.
In most cases, that's that's things that were important to members of our sub-branch.
Yes, and they're important to us as well.
Yeah. Well, in fact, it's quite interesting because we've had a lot of inquiries the sub-branch has received in the last has been, what's going to happen to the memorabilia?
Yeah.
And we've been lucky. We've been able to say, well, look, nothing will happen. Mm. The memorabilia will continue to be
stay there. How good
display.
Is that? Yes.
The sub-branch will continue to operate even whilst the club is closed for a couple of weeks for some refurbishment. We'll still operate. So our welfare guys will still come in, and if people have got issues, that they can just ring up, make an appointment, and we can deal with those. So
I guess, Brian,
the RSL is not going. The sub branch is not going anywhere, and it's not going to suffer.
No.
We will get exactly the same support from the sports club that we got from the RSL club.
That puts my mind at rest, as well as a whole lot of others, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Brian, I don't think we need to discuss too much more at this point. That was important to get that out to our listeners. But the other thing is, as always, we keep in contact with you guys because we like to do that. And we like for you to let us know so we can tell our listeners what you guys are up to. Because we certainly do appreciate what you do. And, of course, we appreciate the soldiers that are fighting now and have come back from fighting, and ones that are getting ready to fight again. Please, God, they don't have to go away.
Mm.
But I'm just going to say thank you. Congratulations again on becoming the president of the best little RSL sub-branch around. We think you're pretty wonderful and we love to work with you. So from 101.5 FM, thumbs up, keep up the good work, and thanks again.
Thank you.